We have this other case here about the lesion that was x-rayed as growing for 5 years before it was finally diagnosed as abnormal. What took so long here?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew, Frank. And you're right. 5 years. As I told you on the break, I'm going to say it on the air. This is outrageous. An outrageous example of blatant malpractice. This poor gentleman went to his internist for years and years. And I'm actually going to do something I don't often do. I'm going to actually give the years because to put this into context, even though we're sitting here in 2011, people need to understand that medical malpractice may take years to develop. And then once it's discovered, take a couple of years to get through the court system. In 2002, this gentleman had his first chest x-ray in a series of annual x-rays from 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, and he's doing these in the fall. So it's in November 2002, November 2003, November 2004, December 2005, and December 2006. In each year, there was a lesion on the right side of his chest, in his lung, that continued to grow. And yet, it was never reported out as anything other than normal. Now, Frank, we've done enough shows together that you understand that if there is a chest lesion on X-ray and it's new, it has to be reported with a recommended follow-up with a chest CT, a CAT scan. Mm-hmm. Or if it's been there but it's changing, if it's growing, the standards of care require that it has to have a CAT scan follow-up for more definitive diagnosis, ultimately leading to a tissue biopsy diagnosis. This guy, this poor guy, went for 5 years with all of these studies being reported as normal, even though the lesion itself was increasing in size. That's exactly what cancer does. He was never advised by anyone of the findings on these chest films, or more importantly, the fact that the lesion was growing until it ultimately metastasized. In fact, Frank, the only reason he came to diagnosis was because in the summer of 2008, this is now 2 years after his last chest x-ray, he went to his doctor because he had a lump in his neck and needed surgical evaluation, meaning a biopsy. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, we know what that represented. That was a metastasis from his primary lung cancer. And that's when, in July of 2008, that's when he first had his cancer diagnosis. By the time he got the diagnosis, the cancer had spread to his lymph nodes and through his lymph node system to the rest of his body. Lung cancer is curable, but it's curable by surgery and surgery alone. If you catch a lung cancer in its earliest stages, before the lesion gets big, and there are stages that I could discuss, but I won't because we're running out of time, then you can do a wedge resection of that portion of the lung, or a lobectomy, or any kind of surgery that actually removes the cancer. But the trick is to get it early before it's actually spread through the lymph node system throughout the rest of the body. Well, by the time this gentleman came to diagnosis, the cancer had already spread, and so surgery was no longer an option. And unfortunately, oncologists are well aware and will tell their patients that chemotherapy is not anything that's going to offer a cure. And so, having been diagnosed in July of 2008, he passed away in December of a cancer that could have been diagnosed as early as 2002.
So all those years, he was under the impression that everything was okay.
He had absolutely no idea.
And this was the same technician or the same?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. That would really be amazing.
But also amazing if it involved multiple people making the determinations here.
Well, you're right, because what I didn't discuss is the fact that if there are different radiologists involved from year to year, in other words, if a radiologist looked at it in 2002 and a different one looked at it in 03 and a different one looked at it in 04, part of their obligation is to look at comparison films, to go back in time and to put those films side by side to determine whether this lesion is growing or not. And the entire system failed the patient because either they didn't do the comparison films or there's the same radiologist that's not doing the comparison films. No one's recognizing that this lesion is growing. No one on the radiology front is telling the primary care physician, that is the internist who's ordering these studies, as he should, that you've got something to be worried about. No one's recommending CAT scan follow-up, which gives a more definitive picture of what's actually going on in the chest. Well, you know, truth be known, there are lots of things that can show up in a patient's chest, from a skin lesion, which shows up on an x-ray. You can't tell whether it's actually in the lung or sitting on top, or an infectious process, which is sitting there. You name it, or a benign mass. But the benign masses don't grow. The infectious processes come with symptoms that this patient wasn't expressing. And a skin lesion is visibly observable to the primary care physician. Take your shirt off. Let me look at your chest.
Yeah.
If there's nothing sitting there, then whatever's showing up in this film is inside.
Well, as I said earlier, just looking at it from a layman's point of view, if it was just one radiologist or one technician or multiple radiologists and or multiple technicians, whoever it was, no matter how many there were, they condemned this man to a certain death.
You've been listening to 1-800-LAW-CALL. Please remember that proper legal advice depends on a complete analysis of all facts and circumstances. The legal advice given during this program is intended as general information only, and no attorney-client relationship